Today we're going to look at Kelim Aleph Mishneh Hey, Eser Tumot Porsh Mina Adam. So now we're talking about 10 different madrega of Tuma that are nogea, things that are coming from a human body. And there are different madrega of that level of, not the giving over of Tuma necessarily, but the level of the Tuma. Now the lowest level of is somebody who already went to the mikveh, is already on the eighth day, he hasn't brought a korban yet. Or maybe a yoledet on the 40th day, or the 80th. She went to the mikveh age. It's already sunset. She's not even a tful yom anymore, but hasn't brought a korban. That's called a mechusar. A mechusar kippurim is a very light madrega of tumah. In, as we just saw in brachas, a mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Remember? Misha shakadim nechvasim lechob trumatam. And kapora eina me'ak. That is the lowest darga of tuma, which is osur b'kadesh, not allowed to eat kachim, but is mutter in truma, and certainly mutter in meiser sheni. Now, let's imagine the same individual going from the lowest level of tuma to the highest. How would that be? Well, he started off as a mechusar kippurim. And then what happened was that he became a tful yom. Whoops. He touched a sheretz and went to the mikveh. Well, he's no longer mechusar kippurim. He's worse off now because he has to wait until sunset. Now he's not allowed to eat truma anymore. He has to wait till the shah shakanim nichlasim lech. So he is usher not only in kodesh, he's a higher level of isser. He's usher in truma. But he's still allowed to eat meiser sheni. Now let's say the same guy becomes a balkeri. Now he's not allowed to eat even maaser sheni because lo achalti boniv lo achalti betomeh. He is therefore tumah. And now he is on a third level of tumah. Now the guy figures, what the heck? And he goes and has intercourse with a nida. Now he is much more metame, because he's even metame mishkav and moshav, but not fully. He's only metame mishkav ke'elyon shelzov, because the mishkav tachton is only metame oichlin umashke. So this now becomes his fourth madrega of tuma. Now he becomes a zov who saw shtei ri'iyot. If he had only seen one Re'iyah of Zivas, he would still only have been a Balk. But not that Zov is Keri, remember, but the first Re'iyah of Zov is the equivalent Tuma of a Balk. Now he saw two Re'iyahs of Zov. Ooh. Now he's really Metame Mishkav Umoshav, not like a Boyal Nida, but he's Metame Mishkav Umoshav to make the Mishkav an Avatuma. And not only that, he is more chomer than anything we've discussed until. Because if he goes to the mikveh, he will not be tahor. What? He's not mechuyav a korban. You're right. He's not. And he still won't be tahor when he goes to the mikveh. Because a zov requires only mayim chayim. He has to be tevel in a mayan, not in a mikveh. Because it says over there, v'rachatz b'saroba mayim chayim v'taher. This is a brand new chiyav, and therefore we see his level of tuma is much higher than up any of those we had until now. But he still doesn't have to bring a korban, because there's no chiyav of a korban on a rezov bal shtei re'iyot. Now he sees another re'iyah, ra'ah shalosh, either on the same day, or one re'iyah per day, 3 days in a row, or 2 days in a row, one day with one Ria, one day of two Rias, it doesn't matter. In this case, he now becomes Chayav in a Korban. So it's not a higher level of Tuma, but it's a higher level of being able to get off the Tuma. In order to get off the Tuma completely, he has to bring a Now the same guy suddenly notices a lesion on his skin. He goes to the Kohen. The Kohen says, we need to see whether this spreads. Tells him he has to wait 7 days. That's called a Mitzora Muzgar. The moment he becomes a Mitzora Muzgar, as we saw yesterday, he is Metame Bevia. And by going into the same house as somebody else and sitting there, he now is going to be Metame things in the house. But he still does not have to be Porea, his hair. He doesn't have to leave the this begotten torn. He doesn't require shaving all of his body hair. He doesn't require the tziporim that are brought in order to be matayer at betzora muchlat. He comes back at the end of the 7 days. The Kohen says, uh-oh, bum, 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 bum. This is real tzarat, and you are now muchlat. Whoops. Now he's even more tame, because now not only does he have all these other chiyuvim, he is chayiv in priya, in prima, in tiglachat, and tziporim. Now this guy's in really bad shape. His tzaraz gets so bad that one of his arms falls off. However, what falls off does not have basar kera'ui. We'll see that basar kera'ui is defined later as meaning sufficient, viable flesh that it could regrow if it were healthy on a attached limb. Then, if it does not have basar kera'ui, it is not metame be'ohel, because only an etzem adam, which is like the adam that has flesh on, but something without sufficient flesh is not metame ba'ohel. However, an aver min achai is metame like a mace in the sense that it would be metame b'maga u'b'masa, and if it has enough basar on it, im yesh alav basar karui, now it would be metame even as in an ohel. So this is the 10 separate madregas of what it's possible, the same individual, to be metame from the lowest level where he's even allowed to eat truma and he's just not allowed to eat kodesh, till where he literally, just by having an aver in a building or underneath the same roof, will be metame everything in the most chomer tuma of tumas. By the way, asks the Mishnah, what do we mean by shir basar karoi? What is basar karoi? Is kedele ha'alot arucha, enough to be able to regenerate the missing from this organ. And how much is that? Says Rabbi Yehuda. Im yesh b'makom echad kedele ha'kifo b'chut erev, yesh bo la'alot arucha. If there is enough flesh, and it may be in any shape whatsoever, it could be a little round patch of viable basar. Imagine cutting that basar, which, by the way, as you know, is literally what is done in plastic surgery. You take off a patch, then you slice that patch into thin little pieces. Use the thin little pieces to regenerate the skin over an entire area. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do. Imagine that you dissect the piece into thin slices, each one of which is the thickness of a chut of eret, which is the thicker chut in a weave. If you could surround the entire organ with the strips, that is sufficient. Kedei laha'alot arucha. Mishnah Vav, as we saw earlier, the interrelationship of Tuma and Kedusha is profound. And the dargas of are, in fact, able to affect different dargas of Kedusha. The greater the Kedusha, the greater the sensitivity to violation by Tuma. And, of course, we've already started noting this in seeing the difference between a Mechusa Kippurim, who is able to eat Shrum but not able to eat Kedesh, and the highest dargas of Tuma can affect even Chulin beyond. So, there is another issue that has to do with the effect of Tuma on Kedusha, and that is to even be in a place of Kedusha. And as we know, in the Midbar, there were shalosh machanot. We had machane shchina, which was inside where we had the actual Mishkan. We had the machane levia, which was the chatzar surrounding the Mishkan. And then we had machane Yisrael, which was the remaining machane, the yudbeis meal of Yisrael in the Mishkan. Now these dinim also apply bizman hazeh to Yerushalayim, to the Harabayas, to the Mokam HaMigdal, and the Azores, as we will see. However, there's more than that. There are other dinim of Kedusha, which also have specific dinim. For instance, a mitzora has to be shaluach bichutz l'machaneh. What defines that machaneh? What do we mean he has to stay outside of the city? Any city? Where's the darg of Kedusha? Comes along our Mishnah. There are 10 and different levels of Kedusha. Now, the simplest way to understand this Mishnah is the way the Rambam understands it. There are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael itself is not one of those 10. It's the place of Kedusha. So first you need to know that Eretz Yisrael is Mekudeshet Mikol Ha'aretz. The nature of the Kedusha Mikol Ha'aretzot is that from Eretz Yisrael you can bring a Korban of Omer, you bring the Bikurim, you bring the Shtei Halechem. You cannot bring those Korban from anywhere else in the world. However, within Eretz Yisrael, there are Dargas of Kedusha that are not in terms of positive things, but they are Kadosh in the sense that they cannot be exposed to Tumah. That's the Eser Kedushas we're talking about. So let us talk about, first, the Ayarot HaMukafot. Any city that had, from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, a wall surrounding it, has a higher Darga of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael than any other city, and that would be Mishalchim Mitochan Et HaMetzoraim. You're not allowed to allow a Metzora in it. However, you are allowed to have a mate in it, and you are able to say hespedim and go around with the mate, misabavim letochan mate, as much as you want. However, yatsa, the moment that the mate came out of the city, then you're not allowed to go back in. Ein machzirinoto, you don't bring a mate into a city once it was taken out of a city that has the kedusha of a Chomam Yemot Yeshua bin. The next level of Kedusha is Yerushalayim. Once you get inside, Mishnah, once you get inside, Lifnim Min HaChomah, you get inside to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and you're surrounded by its walls, that's more Mekudesh than just a city that was Mukaf Chomam Yemot Yeshua bin Nun. In Yerushalayim, you actually have a Madrega in which you are allowed to eat Kedusha. And you can eat Kachim Kalim, and you can eat Meiser Sheni. But it is not as Mekudesh as the Har Habayit. The Har Habayit is more Kadosh. Obviously, you can eat Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni there. But in the Har Habayit, Ein Zavin V'Zovot Nidot V'Yoldot Nichnasot L'Sham. It is us for anybody to come in who is Tomei with Tumas Zivais. And this is the Keneged, the Har Habayit, from the Har Habayit until the Shar Niknor, which is the entrance into the Azora, all of that area is called Machane Levia. And Zovin and Zovais and so on, they are not allowed to come into the Machane Levia. Now, there is also an area that is a Kedusha Midrabbana, that is higher than the normal Kedusha of the Har Habayit. And that was the area from the Soreg inward. The Soreg was a low wall that was an indication that you were not allowed to continue walking in if you were not Jewish or if you were Tamei Mate. There's the famous sign in Greek that was recovered from the Soreg and is actually now extant, I believe it's in the museum in Istanbul, which warns Goyim of the penalty of death if they continue walking. This was the place where the Greeks made the Yud Gimel Pirtzot to show that they don't give a hang about the Soreg. In any event, 10 amot were between the Soreg and the actual wall of the Azara. And so that area is even more Mekudash, and that was called the Chel. A Chel Mekudash Mimen, She'en Goyim, V'tamei Meit Nichnas L'Sham, it's a Gzera Midrabonan, even though Min HaTorah there's no specific new Kedusha, and a Tamei Meis is allowed in all the way up to the end of the Ezras Noshim, which is the Machane Levia, and the din of Goyim obviously is include totally derived, because Goyim cannot be Metame Midiraisa any more than living beings that are not human can be Metame. However, remember the Rabbanan were gozer on Goyim to be Kizavim, and Zavim are not supposed to come up at all, even into the Arabai. But since it's only a Takanad Rabbanan to be like Zavim, the Rabbanan didn't make them Zavim Legabe Shiluach Ma. They only made them Tmei Meit Legabe Shiluach Min. But this entire din is a derabbanan. Now the Ezra's Nashim is even more mekudash than the Chel. Again, even though the Ezra's Nashim midiraisa is part of the Harabayit, and it's in front of Shar Niknar. However, a Tful Yom, who has not yet had Erev Shemesh, is not allowed to go into the Ezra's Nashim. This was a gezera from the time of Yehoshaphat, where the Gemara says that they made a new Ashar HaChadash, a new din to the Shar, into the Azora, that a Tameh, who is a Tful Yom, is not allowed to go in. However, if you do, and it was a shogeg, there's certainly no chiev on any of this, because all of this is derab. So, im chayavin aleach. Now, once you get into the actual azara, okay, remember that the azara itself, midiraita, all of that, which we give a din of the machane shchina, it was split into separate areas. So, we had 11 amot as Ezras Yisrael, and we had the 11 amot as Ezras Kohanim, and then we had the area bein hamizbeach and the ulam. So that's Bein HaOlam VaLaMizbeach, it's called. Then we had the Kedusha of the Heichal itself. Then we had the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now these are all different madrigas of Kedusha. And how are they defined? So the Ezras Yisrael is more Mekudash, because even a Mechusar Kippurim, where someone already had Herif Shemesh, but is a Mitzora, or Yoledet, or a Zav, or a Nida, or a Zava, and now they still, those of them who need a korban, had not yet brought their korban, so they're not allowed to go into the Ezras Yisrael. And in that case, if they did, a mechusar kippurim was nichlas b'shogeg, this is a d'oraisa, and would be chiev, have a chiev of a chatas, of an oil of a yere. And certainly the other madrigas of tuma, for tul yom for sure. Ezrat HaKohanim is even more mekudesh for that. And there, an Yisrael, who doesn't have business there, Ein Yisrael nichlasim l'sham, ela b'shat tzorchayim. If he has to go in to be semech or whatever, fine. But to walk in stam into the Ezras Kohanim is usur for a Yisrael. So he can go in l'smicha. Or, if he needs to do shkita, because remember, shkita is kosher even shaloba kohen. Or, at times, he has to go in order to be able to do the tenufa, in which he lifts the korban together with the kohen, that can be done in the area of the kohen. The next area in Mishneh Tet is the area between the ulam and the mizbeach. That is even more mekudash than the Ezra Kohanim. And a kohen who is a balmum, or a kohen who has not had a haircut, is not allowed into that area. So, ein ba'alei muminu pre'erosh nichlasim l'sham, and this means who hasn't had a haircut in 30 days, according to the Rambam, this din is a d'oraita, not a d'rabbana. And the area ben olam l'mizbeach is different midiraisa for Pru'ei Rosh and Bali. The other Rishonim argue that this area is only a d'rabbana. Then we have the next level up, Ha'echal. The Heichal itself is more Mekudosh than the area ben olam l'mizbeach, because there, in order to walk in, you need to do rechitzat yadayim v'raglayim from the kiyor. And if you didn't, you're usur midiraisa to go in there. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is even more chomer than that. She'ein nichnas l'sham l'kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim b'sha'at ha'avodah. So that is the height of Kedusha, only open for a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. This gives us 11 madregas of Kedusha, if we include the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is Mekudesh Mikol Ha'arat. Therefore, the Rambam introduces the Sugya by saying, the Eser Kedusha is Hain, only after saying, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshet Mikol Ha'aratzot. And then he said that there's Eser Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. However, there's another way of learning the opening of Eser Kedusha. And that is that maybe it's saying Aliba, the Rebbe Yossi, specifically, there are only Eser Kedushas. Why? As we're about to say, Omar Rebbe Yossi, it is not true that Bein HaOlam VaLaMizbeach is different than the Heichal. Actually, the dinim of the Heichal and Olam HaMizbeach are the same. B'chamisha Devarim, Bein HaOlam VaLaMizbeach is shavaleicha. Balmum prue rosh shesuye yayin. Somebody who had a revius of wine. Somebody who was not metayer yodav raglav minakior. And the additional is that at the time that you are bringing the keteres, whether you're bringing the keteres every day in the Heicha, or whether you're bringing the keteres of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, the din is that everybody has to leave the area from the place where you're bringing the keteres all the way till the Mizbeach. So Beino Olam HaMizbeach and the Heicha are the same. This is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. However, the Tanakhama argues on Rabbi Yossi in this piece, because according to the Tanakhama, the din of Prisha is only when the Haktorah is being done in the Heicha. If the Haktorah is being done Lifnai V'Lifnim, you don't have to be Parish Min HaOlam V'LaMizbeach. And Min HaOlam V'LaMizbeach is in fact less Chomor, which means that according to the Tanakhama, there would be 11 Dargas of Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if we include Eretz Yisrael per se, there's still only 10 Dargas of Kiddush. And with this, we are Mesayim, the introductory perek of Mesechet Kelim, which gives us a beautiful overview of the 10 or 11 Madregas of transference of Tumah and the 10 Madregas of Tumah that can be Yotzei from a human being, all the way through Tumas Meis if he loses an Aver, even though he's still alive, and the 10 Madregas of Kedusha and how they differ in terms of their sensitivity to exposure to tumah. Now, starting tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, back to regular time, starting tomorrow, we have the beginning of the real meat of Baba Kama. Remember that in the old manuscript, Baba Kama is the first 10 prokhat kelim, and it is dedicated to the unique dinim of Kli Cheres. So tomorrow we're going to be learning about the differences between Kli Cheres in general and other kelim, and we'll start to actually talk about the various types of kelim in terms of pshutim, open Kli Cheres, Kli Buleim, tubes of Kli Cheres, all very exciting, I guarantee. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. May we be zoicha to a day of geula and very much part our esek in emun, in zroyim, and to understand the nature of today, of Asara B'Teves. Could be those of you who want to spend a little bit longer to discuss some of the issues of Asara, we could do that also. I know Reb Barnea usually likes brief discussion of the Inyanei Diyuma.